we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Kender Outdoors, brought to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. I am proud to be a part of that. Front door to the Camp House, brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. If you own a dog, you ought to have Fortiflora in the fridge. Well, listen, I hope you packed a bite to eat and a full thermos of coffee, because it's a road trip today, a long one. We're headed for Alaska. My friend Chris Thompson is hardcore. This guy lives his life doing what most of us wish we could. His work is full-time Alaskan hunting and fishing guide. Sockeye salmon. Big brown bears. Goats way up high. Moose. And Sitka black-tailed deer. We're going to talk to him about life as a guide and what we should do in preparation for the trip of a lifetime today. Chris, thank you for taking a little time for us. I'm glad you're here.
Yes, sir. I enjoy this very much. I know we have a good time talking.
Chris lives a life that a lot of us wish we could. You leave here and go to Alaska in the summertime and guide fishermen, come home for a little bit. Then you go back up and guide for goats. And Sitka deer, blacktail, bears, moose, throughout the harsh, cold fall and winter months in Alaska. You must have set your eyes on this lifestyle when you were a kid. You must have wanted this bad.
I was fortunate when I was, I think it was 94, 95, I went to a guide school in Montana and started guiding there. One thing leads to another. I mean, it's a small community, and once you get in it, then you meet people and, you know, get hired on here and there, as long as your reputation's good.
Yeah. So where'd you grow up? Did you hunt and fish growing up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was born in Abilene, and I went to high school. Our family moved and went to high school in Oregon, so I had those Oregon good coastal rivers to hunt Roosevelt elk, but steelhead and salmon on them rivers.
Yeah, and you got hooked for life.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no doubt.
So tell me a little bit about your year, just a general, when will you go and do what?
I mean, I left July, guided fish, sockeye in Kodiak, and then did late or early season blacktail. Left there, went to Bethel, and got it out of, I mean, we ship out of Bethel, and there north of the Yukon for moose. Left there and went on the peninsula, brown bear, and then after that, went back to Kodiak for late season blacktail.
And so you'll leave here when and come back home to Texas when?
This year is spring bear on the mainland, and even years is spring bear, odd years is fall bear. And so I'll leave here March, April, yeah, May 6th, I think, is when it starts. The season starts. So I'll go up there for that hunt, come back for about a month, and then go up back to Kodiak in July.
Okay. Yeah. And then you'll be there through when?
Hopefully Thanksgiving, yeah. You know. I mean, with everything I've got, you know, I want to stay up there until it gets real cold, yeah. You know.
So when you take fishermen up, if somebody wants to fish with you this summer, who are you guiding with for the fishing?
That'd be High Caliber Guide Service out of Kodiak. Okay. It's and like I said, we hunt the Saltery Creek, fish the Saltery Creek, and it's good fishing. I mean, it's 10. Well, it depends on the year. I mean, between 5 and 10 last year, it was 10 sockeye a day per person. Okay. You know, is the limit, and that's a lot of fish.
Yeah, that is a lot of fish. I saw a picture of you standing there in that beautiful country catching sockeye last year with some clients, and in the background, there's that big old brown bear coming up there to investigate. Do you ever get used to them peeping over your shoulder?
Oh, they'll wake you up. Like, you be fishing, and then you know, you're intent on what you're doing, and you look up on top of the cut bank, and there's a big brownie looking at you.
Generally, though, they're going to leave you alone. They don't want to fool with you, or can it get a little hairy?
they're conditioned to people. I mean, the young ones might get a little not aggressive, but just, you know, they'll get it. But the big ones, I mean, all the big ones are nocturnal pretty much. Yeah. But the young ones will get curious. But it's not, I mean, everybody's got bear spray.
Yeah.
You know, I carry my pistol and which is the better bear spray. And it's just, you know, you're fine.
It's not your backyard. It's a different world than you're used to. You're dealing with bears. You're dealing with a native country up there. Hire a guide, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, because the expenses to get up there and the time to get up there, I mean, is huge. And so if you're going to do it correctly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do your research. Find, you know, the guide that you want. I mean, there's stuff out in the bays and in the oceans, but you've got to. You can be disappointed if you just show up thinking, this is Alaska, I'm going to get after it. No, not necessarily,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure glad you're here with us today. I appreciate you being here. Looking forward to visiting with you about all kinds of stuff concerning guiding and hunting in Alaska, fishing in Alaska, and how to be a good client. I'm going to talk about that too, okay? Can you stick around?
Yes, sir, I will.
Pick up Fortiflora for your dog. It helps prevent GI upset, as well as put it to a stop. Fortiflora.
I'm Larry Potterfield with Midway USA. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
I was on the telephone the other day with a company that I'll not name. For what seemed like an eternity, there was a huge language barrier. And this service that I actually wanted, I wound up canceling because things were so very frustrating in the conversation. And the further we went, the less I trusted this company. I wondered just where and who am I speaking to? It's not that way with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, features exceptional U.S.-based customer support. That's important to me. Plus, strong, dependable, nationwide 4G and 5G coverage. Why would you not make the switch? I'll pay your activation fee with the promo code KINDER, K-I-N-D-E-R. Patriot Mobile is mobilizing freedom and recognizing why America has been great all along. Introducing Canyon Valley Provisions.
Grass-fed beef is high in omega-3s and conjugated linoleic acid, which is known as CLAs. And in layman terms, it's a type of fat that your body can use, and it doesn't damage your heart or any part of your vascular system.
Buy better beef for your family.
We manage holistically, or some people call it regeneratively. We want everything that we do to be a part of our good stewardship of the land. We think that's what God's put us here to do, so the cattle are healthy and the land's healthy. We want both. We don't want one or the other.
If you were to buy a grass-fed, grass-finished steak by the pound, you'd pay anywhere from $18 to $30 a pound. But if you buy a quarter, half, or whole, you're ranging from anywhere $7.80 and below. So you're paying a third of the price for that steak and, you know, those good cuts. And you get a whole lot more bang for your buck when you buy in bulk.
Don't let 2020 happen in your home again. CanyonValleyProvisions.com. Raising cattle in West Texas for five generations.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple. To put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership. Attend a banquet. Bid on an auction item. Make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but never found a more welcome camp than this one, Kender Outdoors. Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
Hey, congratulations, Dustin Connell, first ever two-time winner of the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour Red Crest Championship. Did that on Lay Lake last weekend. He wrapped it up last Sunday afternoon, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. He'll be our special guest on the show next week to tell us all about it. This week, it's my friend Chris Thompson. He's the kind of guy that you could drop from a helicopter somewhere in the Yukon, fly off and leave him alone, and he'd be just fine. He can guide you through the wilderness of Alaska as well. Hey, thanks for hanging on, Chris. Sure glad you're here.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying it.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about our physical conditioning and equipment that we need. I want to spend some time on this. Before we take our trip, we really need to get ready. This is not a deer hunt down the road or a quail hunt with your buddies out in West Texas. This is a whole nother level of hunting that Chris takes care of and guides for up in Alaska. First of all, if guys have questions, if they're listening to us and they have questions and want to talk to you directly, where can they do that?
I'm on Instagram at Alaska Hunting Fish.
Just at Alaska Hunting Fish?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm not super technology guy, but yeah, you can DM me with questions, please, and please do. I mean, all this. I mean, this is why I wanted to come here. I mean, what I wanted, I guess, get the word out as far as the quality of your experience, which is, I mean, not only the time invested, but the money invested. You're not doing a hunt there for cheap at all. I mean, quite frankly, it's cheaper to go to Africa than it is Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
And so you want, not only do you want the success, but you want the quality of experience. And how you do that, or how it can be improved, like you said, your conditioning.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's start preparing now to go to Alaska, okay? You're in great shape, man. You keep yourself in great shape year-round because you know how rigorous it is. But if somebody books a fall 2025 hunt right now, for bears, you're going to be in some rugged country. You're going to have to walk through, trudge through some thick stuff. It's not too early now to start getting ready for that trip, is it?
Oh, not at all. I mean, and of course, it depends where you're starting from, you know, as far as your conditioning. But I remember I had 2 weeks in Anchorage between, was it Moose, I think, and then and going to Kodiak. And Kodiak, it's its own different level of beast, you know, with the mountains. And all I did was walk, you know. I mean, it was 7 miles to downtown and back, and so 14 miles. And I would do that. I'd walk downtown and eat lunch and then come back. But just the walking, all you have to do is just walk. I mean, and treadmill don't cut it.
Right.
I got, treadmill is good to warm up or cool down, but that's not your workout.
Yeah.
You know, you just walk. I mean, depending upon the condition that you're in, start putting weight on.
Yeah.
I mean, go put 30, 40 pounds on your back. I mean, if you're putting 30.
Not on your belly. Don't put weight on your belly. Put weight on your back in a pack.
Yes, sir. And just walk, you know. And then, I mean, just and put yourself in uncomfortable situations, you know, as far as with your conditioning. Yeah. You know, I mean, oh, it's raining? Great. Yeah. Don't even throw 30 pounds on your back. Just go walk. Go walk 5 miles. Yeah. You know, put yourself in uncomfortable situations. And it's so important, one, so you can get to the animal, but also, I mean, just your quality of experience. You're just not smoked after 2 days. You know, you're a 10-day hunt. And at 2 days, you don't, I mean, you can barely crawl out of a tent. I mean, I have a really good friend. He's a guide, and he says, he calls moose season a 30-day Pilates workout. Because you're squatting, you're crawling in and out of a tent, you're picking, I mean, it's just, you know, all your life is sitting in the truck or sitting at the office. It's a wake up call, yeah. You know, and you want to be prepared for that.
Absolutely, you do. You want to be ready for it, and the more prepared you are physically, the better off you're going to be mentally when you are walking through the rain in the middle of nowhere at 8,000 feet, right?
Yeah, I mean, Alaska. Well, moose and it's not that elevation, so you're not going to have the elevation as far as your wind.
But if you're hunting goats or whatever.
Oh yeah. I mean, you can get up there, and then goats is a whole different animal. Yeah. I mean, if you're not basically a triathlete, you know, I mean, it's hard, yeah. You know, and, but, you know, moose, bear, I mean, it's, you know, basically sea level. I mean, what we are here in Fort Worth, yeah. But, you want to be in good shape. And I say this, and when I first started guiding in 94, I'd see guys that would pay for a hunt in Montana, and we were in higher elevations there, being out of shape, and think, all right, well, they just don't know. Well, I got news for you. 30 years later, the same problem is still going on. I mean, and I don't get it. I mean, you want to be in that shape. And typically, you book your hunt out at least a year. I mean, you mentioned to 2025. So, I mean, it's not rocket science as far as, you know, just do the work. And your quality of experience, your quality of success is tremendously more magnified if you are in that shape, you know, if you're in that condition, you know.
Hey, if I want to come hunt moose with you up in Alaska, you mentioned it's not cheap. How much money am I going to spend moose?
You're looking at 30 for 10 days, right. You know.
Get in shape.
Yes, which, I mean, and it's funny, it's like, and majority of them can really shoot. I mean, that's a whole another chapter. I mean, you want to, of course, know how to shoot. They can all shoot because that's easy. I mean, just park your butt on the bench and get to shooting, you know. But you got to get there to shoot.
You got to be there to take the shot. $30,000 for a moose. What if I want to shoot a big brown bear?
Oh, you're north of 40, probably. I mean, and these numbers you can bargain your way down, but I mean, if you want quality country and quality hunts and be where you would like to be, I mean, that's just what you're looking at.
If I'm interested in hunting Alaska moose, whatever, what questions should I be asking my outfitter when I call? Maybe it's someone that's never taken a trip like this before, and they want to make sure that they go with the right person. What question should they ask?
As far as that's a great question, and I mean that's why the hunting shows are so great, like Dallas Safari Club. Too bad it's going to be in Atlanta for the next 5 years, success. I mean, and success and what type of success are you and plus areas. There's areas units in Alaska that it's 50-inch minimum. You know, or four brow tines, and all right, so that should be a pretty good indication that it's hunted a lot, you know, or like where we hunt, you can shoot anything, you know, because there's monster moose out there, and you know, just there's success there. I mean, what kind of conditions is it a hunting stalk? Is it coming out of a lodge? If it's out of a lodge, you're it's not like you're putting on your pack and walking out the lodge. You know, you're getting in a boat at least. You might jump in a plane every day, you know, but it's not a true lodge experience that you would think, you know. And, you know, and then talking to people. And, I mean, it's just doing a ton of research. The hunting shows are huge, yeah, are huge.
The in-person shows to talk to people and compare notes. Hey, we've got a lot more ground to cover. We're going to go shopping because I'm sure you see a lot of guys that are overpacked and probably quite a few that are underpacked when they get up there. We're going to find out exactly what you need to go hunt Alaska in the fall months. Can you stick around?
Yes, sir.
Calming Care settles the overbarker, the overjumper in your house. Calming Care from our longtime friends at Purina.
Howdy, folks. It's Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. Did you know that Mr. Whitetail is Native American for incredibly handsome and very talented? You never stop learning here at Kinder's Outdoors.
If you love to hit the woods with a bow in your hand, now is the time to visit Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery.
You know, it is a buyer's year. And what I mean by that, no matter which brand you choose, whether it's a Hoyt, Matthews, PSC, Bowtech, it's going to be a good year to purchase a bow because everybody has something really good to offer.
When you visit with the pros at Cinnamon Creek Archery, you're talking to guys that live this stuff day in and day out.
We are a try before you buy shop. Not to mention, altogether, we've got a well over 100 years of experience. So it's something that we do on a daily. I know I hunt two or three times a week, whether, you know, it's season or not. So we can definitely help you with that stuff.
Cinnamon Creek Archery has practice ranges indoors and out.
It's the static bags. It's just a range that has distances out to 100 yards. We also have four 3D courses. Each one of those has approximately 20 targets on it. We have a 30-yard upstairs range, and we have a 20-yard downstairs range.
Come see us right now at CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
No doubt, as you travel the highways, pastures, and arenas across our great nation, you've probably taken notice of those beautiful NRS trailers, complete with all that you need, from tack storage to air conditioning in your fully equipped living space. NRS Trailers, born in cowboy country, Decatur, Texas, home to champions. We wanted to build the best trailer on the road, one that would satisfy our own high demands of quality. We did. And now NRS Trailers is one of North America's largest premier trailer builders. In fact, there's an NRS trailer location just ahead. You'll find us in Decatur and Willis, Texas, Ocala, Florida, Oklahoma City, Fort Scott, Kansas, and Wickenburg, Arizona. From horse and stock trailers with living quarters to flatbeds and car haulers, back up to the safest, most dependable trailers on the road. We can even finance it for you at NRS Trailers. NRSTrailers.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, right. These people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, Patriot Mobile, is mobilizing freedom with Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, you need to book a little time at the ranch, Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Take in one of those high-volume, European-style driven pheasant shooting experiences. You and your family, your buddies, you're going to have the time of your life. 5-star, in style. Chris Thompson is a guide in Alaska. Tough way to make a living, man.
Oh, but very, very enjoyable. I like it. It's tough, but driving around in this Metroplex here is way tougher, I promise you.
Yeah, much more hazardous, too. Hey, tell me this. Let's just go back and look at your photo album from the past year. Start with the fishing. Well, tell me about some successes, maybe a good hunting or fishing story along the way from this past 12 months.
Well, we had good, you know, if you're in a good area, you're going to have good success, you know, and fishing was outstanding. We had good weather. The weather this last year was good. I mean, in all seasons. I mean, fishing, bear, moose, I mean, it was all good. Funny story, it was the first season, or in moose is September 1st to September 30th, and then my first hunter. We hunted a little bit opening day for maybe 30 minutes opening day, and then it just the weather came in, and we were stuck in the cook tent for 3 days, and then on my inreach I could tell that we were going to get good weather. I was like, we're going, you know, and plus we're tired of looking at each other there in the cook tent. and then we left, and it was probably about 9 a.m. of that first good day, and then there we saw him. You know, there was two of them. One was he ended up taping 62 inches, but wow. but yeah, he was a good one, and the other one was a little bit smaller, but we saw him. I was like, all right, we have to make the move right now, you know, and then we had a low crawl about 250 yards. Again, gets back to conditioning, you know, and so we made it about 150, 175 yards. He's like, I can't go any farther. And I looked over him, and I've got his pack, I've got my pack, and, you know, and we're going. And I look over him, and he's just dripping sweat, and he's like, I can't do it. I was like, you have 10 more minutes of misery left in your life, and then you will have something that will be on your wall for the rest of your life.
There you go. There's some motivation.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I didn't give him a hoorah speech. I was like, yeah. This is going to be bad. We got 10 more minutes of misery, and then we will be successful. So buck up, let's get it done. Yeah. And he did. I mean, oh, he was a shooter too. I mean, he dropped that sucker. I mean, just like that. And we were talking afterwards, and he's like, "That's the best thing you could have said. You didn't give me a hoorah speech of, we can do it. No, you said the next 10 minutes is going to be misery, yeah. But just." Just suck it up, and he did, and he was, like I said, he was a shooter. He was 240 yards,
yeah.
And he was shooting, I think a 300 Win Mag, which is, we can get into that, too.
Well, I am. I'm going to lead us back around into that a little bit later on. So you had a great moose hunt, had a great moose season. Tell me a bear story.
The bear, we saw him about a half mile from camp, and shot him right at dark. And you think a half mile? I mean, half mile is from me to probably my truck. I mean, maybe you know, you wouldn't think much. It was probably the worst pack. Well, I got lazy because I didn't cape out the head, and so I put everything in, probably 150 pounds on my back, and it was dark, and it was boggy, and it was marshy, and you just walk in, and all of a sudden you're down to your waist, you know. I mean, and a mistake on my part. I mean, we got it back. It was fine, and, you know, got back to, you know, everything was, but it was miserable.
Yeah, sure it was. Hey, it's a miserable life a lot of the time just to get where you're going, and then after you have success and the work starts, it's hard work. You got to love what you're doing.
Oh, it's a ton of work. Like we were talking that, I mean, from your first cut on a moose to where everything's in game bags is 4 hours. Yeah. And that's with two people knowing what they're doing. You know, it's just a ton of work. And then to get that thing packed back is minimum of 10 trips,
yeah.
You know. And it's a ton of work. And you want to, like, what was it, 2 years ago, I had a guy that he was stout. He was good, you know, as far as physically. And he helped us bring in the moose meat. You know, how great of an
experience. A hunter.
Yes. Yeah. How great of an experience is that? I mean, and then in our last trip, because in you know, state of Alaska, you can't bring in the horns until all the meat is in.
Okay.
You know, you can't, you know, bring that on.
Wow, that's a good rule.
Oh, yeah, for 100%.
Yeah.
And he, you know, we made, you know, trips, and then he came back with the rack on his back. And I'm being the videographer, you know, yeah. Taking pictures and videos and stuff. I mean, how great of an experience of that. He's taking his kill back in because he was stout enough shape.
Yeah.
He could do it. And, I mean, he wasn't, you know, I mean, Iron Man,
yeah.
But he was just good enough shape to where he could do it.
Right.
I mean, how great of it. I mean, because I've had hunters that, I mean, by the time the moose is down and we get back to camp, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they're done.
Yeah.
They're done. I mean, they don't want to crawl out of their tent for 3 days, you know. And then here you have this guy that was able to have that. I mean, I guarantee you he's got those pictures splayed all over his office right now, you know,
yeah,
just
absolutely.
About what an outstanding experience that is.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about gear a little bit this segment. We may have to push that over. Talk to me a little bit about hunting blacktail, Sitka deer in Alaska. It is awesome, isn't it?
I love it. I love it. They're ghosts. They're the ghosts of the wilderness. And you really got to, I mean, you got to hunt, and you've got to walk, and it requires every bit of your skill to bust a big blacktail, and you know, walking, of course, but also just the glassing. I mean, they could be 100 yards away from you in the alder, and you wouldn't know. One bit that they were there, you know.
Step on them every now and then, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So I was talking to a biologist up there not long ago, and he said they're absolutely delicious. He loves them. That's the prime meat in his freezer.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, especially you shoot them early, and they're big fat. I mean, you know, 120 to 140 pounds and live weight. And just, I mean, just awesome. I mean, last year we busted two. Father, son, and then the father donated the meat, and I took a bunch of the backstrap to Anchorage when all my other guides' buddies came into Anchorage, and then, you know, we were going to go to Bethel, and we sat and ate that for 2 or 3 days. You know, it was good.
That's good. That's really good. So, if somebody wants to go up there and shoot a trophy blacktail, what are they looking at? What's a trophy?
As far as the width, you've just got to look. I mean, I think to make the 3-year buck, it's got to score 108. We're used to looking at big Texas whitetail.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not that.
Right.
It's not that. And it took me a while. There was a conditioning period where it's like, I mean, because the racks are small.
Yeah.
You know, but the hunt is awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
I see that gleam in your eye out of everything you do, all this exciting stuff, moose and big bears and all kinds of stuff. You really get excited about blacktail.
Oh, yeah, because there's a hunt. I mean, and there's a hunt on all of them. I mean, don't get me wrong. But the blacktail, you've got to work for it. I mean, just like anything, you really, really work for it. You're going hard, and then, I mean, you're doing your distress calls, and then all of a sudden, one just out of nowhere. That's why I call them the ghosts, out of nowhere. You've been sitting at this one point for 4 hours, and then all of a sudden, you've got one 15 yards away from you. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I really like it, and especially on Kodiak. I mean, Southeast is good, too. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I really like Kodiak.
Hey, Chris, we've got to take a little break here, but I promise we're going to talk about getting geared up and ready and guns when we come back, okay?
Yes, sir.
This corner of the Camp House brought to you by the best upland bird hunting in Texas, Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about the ranch at kinderoutdoors.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these Native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
If you sell hunting, fishing, outdoors products, and you'd like to directly speak to folks like me that enjoy the great outdoors, this might be a great place for you to advertise. Kinder Outdoors. We reach many thousands of hunters and fishermen each and every week all across the country and right here at home. This is the perfect place for you to advertise your goods and services. This puts you in the pickup, in the blind, and on the boat when we are. Come see us at kinderoutdoors.com to learn more. Once upon a time, long, long ago, elk roamed bountifully across most of North America. Their bugle cut the early morning fog in the hills of Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, coast to coast. And then they were gone. But in 1984, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was born. And since then, a quarter of a million people have joined the elk effort. Nearly 9.5 million acres have been preserved or access opened up to the public. There are more than 500 RMEF chapters, and the way we go about our business makes us one of the most efficient and effective conservation organizations in the U.S. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation plays a leading role in restoring elk to their historic habitat. Today, make a difference in the world. Make an impact. Learn how at rmef.org.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott, at gootf.com.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at Kender Outdoors.
Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
If you, like me, can't get spring turkeys off of your mind, you need to check out the riverbanks along the edge of Joshua Creek Ranch. Stay in style, eat well, and enjoy fine turkey hunting on the Guadalupe River at Joshua Creek Ranch. Chris Thompson is my guest on the show today. He makes his living guiding hunters and fishermen in Alaska. Enjoying the visit, Chris. I always do.
Yes, sir. I'm liking this.
Hey, we're talking about hunting in Alaska. Chris guides up there for a living, lives in Texas, spends about half of his year, I guess, up in Alaska every year, working and taking guys like us on these dream hunting and fishing trips. We talked about physical preparation, getting ourselves physically ready, and how important that is. Let's talk about gear. What mistake do you see the most?
Just people don't know. I mean, because, you know, the hunts are expensive, so, I mean, the hunters have money. It's just they don't know or haven't put the time in to really understand the gear, you know, and ask questions. That's why, you know, DM me if you got questions on, because it's huge. I mean, conditioning matters. That matters to the quality of the hunt. Well, I got news for you. If, I mean, you're hypothermic because you brought the wrong gear, that matters to the quality of your hunt as well.
Yeah, and quality of the rest of your life, as a matter of, which may not be very long. Do you see people overpack way too much stuff to pack in there, or the wrong kind of stuff, or they're not warm enough, or all of the above, I guess?
Yeah, all of the above. I mean,
and what do we need?
Well, you need good base layers. I mean, wool base layer, like a merino base layer, and good rain gear. And your mid layers can vary. And it's tough. I mean, it's not an easy thing. I mean, it takes you, if you're going up there every year, to really get your gear list just solid, I mean, it's 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these packers that come up and, you know, spend the first year and then, you know, it takes 2 or 3 years to really get your gear just solid wired down.
Yeah.
But you're just talking to people. I mean, and it is expensive. And it's also a huge deal if you're flying in, because you're capped at 60 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, so every ounce has to count.
Yeah.
The huge things is rain gear and then your base layers, and then be able to, I mean, just like anything, you layer, you know. So because when you're hunting, it's a constant taking layers off, putting layers on, you know, because you don't want to sweat, you know.
So these days they make some really good stuff that's lightweight. Used to everything was huge and bulky. But we're blessed these days to have some really cool products that do a lot of work with a little bit of space.
Oh, yeah. You got Kuyu, Stone Glacier, First Light, Sitka, you know, and those are the ones primarily that you want to be carrying, you know. I mean, just because both, I mean, it's just technical gear, you know. Not only does it do its function, but it's also lightweight, you know.
I used to take a lot of guys quail hunting, and I'd always tell them, hey, don't wear big luggy boots. It would be worth your time to go find a slick bottom boot and bring it up here to hunt out of, because you're going to be walking all day, and you don't want 18 pounds of mud on each foot hanging on. What kind of footwear do we need to go to Alaska with you?
I mean, that's the age-old question. I mean, there's a ton. Today there's a lot of good manufacturers. Biggest thing is find the boot that fits your foot, because it's so individual, you know. I mean, like, I've got 11.5 double E, you know. I mean, and there's not many. I wear Hoffman's, but
that's the weirdest foot I've ever heard of in my life, Chris.
When I was in the Army, it was a 10. I guess all the walking I've done, I've splattered my foot out.
Yeah.
But you have to find your boot. I mean, Gore-Tex. I mean, all the basics have to be there, and then put the miles in.
Walk in them before you go to Alaska.
Not on the treadmill either. Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks, oh, yeah, I just did 10 miles on the treadmill. Got news for you. 10 miles on the treadmill ain't it. You know, you have to be walking, you know.
Okay, let's talk about rifles and calibers, the fun stuff. Kind of walk us through if we're hunting moose, if we're hunting bears, big stuff. What do we want to make sure we have in our hands?
The bigger the animal, the bigger the caliber. I'm a big proponent of throw out as much lead as fast as you can, as you comfortably can. Okay. You know, bear 375. You know, everybody says, oh, 375. That's it. You know, it's that. Yeah, on the bench, it's miserable. You know, you're 416, miserable, but you're not. You know, you're not going to be, hopefully, not pounding 10, 12 shots down range. You know. Yeah. But you want to do it, and moose 300, you know, 300, 338, you know, is outstanding. Yeah. Blacktail, you know, just like Texas whitetail. I mean, you can go
270 will work, whatever.
And then, but you want to be over, I believe you want to be overgunned because not every situation is 50 yards broadside.
Yeah.
You know, they might be quartering away at 270, you know, with the wind blowing.
Right.
You know, you want to chuck out, like I said, as much lead as fast as you possibly can, comfortably can. And say, oh, yeah, it's all about shot placement. Yes, sir, it is about shot placement, of course. You can't shoot them in the tail and think they're going to go down. But you have that shock of sending, you know, whatever, 225 grains at 3,000 feet per second. You're going to do something. Because you do not want to, especially like if it's raining, I mean, a ton of things, I mean, you do not want, and brown bear, of course, you do not want to be chucking through the alders, you know, looking for blood.
Yeah.
You want to drop that sucker right there.
Exactly.
You know?
That's crucial. It's very important. When we go to the range to practice with our big calibers, for bears, what distance? For moose, what distance should we be proficient at? For blacktails, I'm guessing with that thick country, everything's going to be fairly close up there.
Fairly. I mean, bear 200 yards. I mean, just because you want the you're not taking a 400 yard shot on a brown bear. I mean, you can see him at 400 yards, but I mean, just they're one of the hardest things after Cape Buffalo to actually kill and put down. And so you want to be up close and to them as you possibly can be. Moose 300 to maybe 350. I mean, you just
further than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, you as a guide, you kind of want to gauge the hunter. You know, I mean, 350 is far.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, and same with blacktail. I mean, you just but again, you get cross canyon. You get you want to have the firepower there. You know, yes, can a 270 take down a moose? Of course, yes. But it might not be in the prime circumstance of that 270, but that 300 Win Mag, dang sure do the job.
It'll knock him down, yeah. In this day and age, we have some incredible optics out there. Don't go up there with junk. Make sure you put a good optic on top of that gun.
Yeah, oh, that's huge. I mean, every year I upgrade my optics. I mean, just because you're camped on them. I mean, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, you're camped on them.
Yeah.
And you can't, there's no deals in optics. You get what you pay for, you know. And, like, I've got Leicas.
Yep. And you're not endorsed by Leica or any of that. Yeah, he's not selling you Leicas. He's telling you how he stays alive in Alaska.
Oh, yeah, and there's a bunch of good ones. I mean, Vortex is good. Leica's good. I mean, it's Swarovski. I mean, they're all good. You just want to spend as – I mean, that's one place you do not want to try to save money, you know. I mean, because like I said, not only you're looking through them. 8-10 hours a day. You're sitting there glassing. You know, there's no, you're walking through the country and, you know, and you know, you set up high, you glass and make your move, you know.
And where are you on Instagram?
At Alaska Hunt and Fish.
Chris, it's always a pleasure. We are out of time. I could sit here and talk to you all day, but I guess we ought to get in the boat and go catch some crappie or something, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you for being with me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Enjoyed it.
Kinder Outdoors, presented by Patriot Mobile. We'll be right back.
Freedom rings border to border and coast to coast each week with Patriot Mobile and Kinder Outdoors.
Up in Oklahoma, they're fishing the Bassmaster Classic this weekend. They'll crown a champion tomorrow afternoon, Grand Lake of the Cherokees, Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's home water for Jason Christie. I know a lot of folks have been cheering for Jason to do well this weekend. I was there on that magical Bassmaster Classic weekend when my friend Edwin Evers pulled up in a creek that was just loaded with giants. And he caught enough of them to put a Bassmaster Classic trophy on his mantle. If you do go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, you need to know that all of the events are free. The Youth Fishing Forum, 2 days of exciting seminars presented by pro anglers and other influential members of the bass fishing community. The daily weigh-ins at the Bach Center, B-O-K. Those are always a spectacle. And, of course, the expo in the Cox Business Convention Center. Everything in the world you need or want as far as wetting a hook goes. Over in the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour world, they just wrapped up their big championship last weekend. Dustin Connell wins Major League Fishing's Red Crest event. He's the first guy ever to win two of those trophies, and he'll be our special guest on the show next week. He won it on Lay Lake out of Birmingham, Alabama. Makes his home in Clanton, Alabama. Felt good to raise that trophy on home turf, I'm sure. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Pro Plan Performance Formula, 30% protein, 20% fat. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Mr. Crappie, Wally Marshall is here. Waldo, it is that time of year when the crappie are inching up there pretty tight to the bank. You can take a cane pole, a snip of string, and a little jig and walk along the edge right now of a lot of bodies of water and catch a good mess of crappie.
I'll tell you what, over there in my boat lies that jig pole, and it's calling my name. That solo rod is calling my name, wanting to go out there and get on these spawning crappie. Yeah, when the spawn comes around, it's 60 degree. The key is 60 degree nights. That's the key for spawning crappie. 60 degree nights, you better get out there and get your jig pole ready because these fish are going to start moving in the bank. And depending on the clarity of the water, determines on how shallow they're actually going to spawn. But you need to start looking for visual structure, whether it's laydowns, cattails, lily pads, any kind of grass growing around the shoreline, etc. It provides shade and cover, and those crappie will spawn in those type of areas. I like the visual structure, but I also like that structure that you can't see that's underneath the water. Like you're going up a creek or you're back in a cove and you see this lay down here and a lay down there, but what's in between those two that's underneath the surface? Just drag that shad pole or that joker along and just kind of bump it on the bottom a little bit and keep it going. Keep your jig in the water and you're going to catch more crappie.
There you go. Now, if you have a boat, obviously, that's an advantage. Several springs, you and I have jumped in the boat, and we have run from patch to patch to patch of cattails, jump out of the boat with our waders on, and go just jig the heck out of the thickest mats.
Yeah, I use that boat to get to where I want to get out of the boat. And so I got my waders on, and I got my solo rod in my hand, loaded up with that solo reel, and I'm going to be sticking that joker in those cattails and that brush up there where it's just shell is all get out. If it's stained, good stained water. Of course, you can't wade in real clear water because the crappie are not going to spawn that shallow. But if you got on some clear water lakes right now, I would be using that slip cork and the jig.
Very good. Now, if you are going to get up in those thick, matted cattails, people, if they've never done it before, are thinking, how do you cast up in that without hanging up? Well, you don't cast, do you?
No, it's all vertical jigging. And especially, guys, if you're in your boats out there, don't run up on the structure with your boat and start fishing. Yeah. Stay back off of it because if you break that structure down, it lets in sunlight and the crappies won't spawn there. They won't be there. And so stay back off of it. Use a longer jig pole, like a 12-footer, 11-footer, where you can get some good reach and probe it back in there. Pull that jig up to the end of that rod and probe it back in there and just drop it down. Always keep your hand on that line because If you drop it and you don't stay in contact with your lure, that crappie grabs it and you don't know it, he's going to wrap you up. You've got to get that head coming up when you're crappie fishing in heavy cover, or you're going to stay hung up all day.
He's going to wrap you up. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been out with, say, another fella, and you're jigging them cattails in the spring, and you went to answer Mother Nature's call up on the bank, and as you were walking out of the lake, a keeper crappie ever jump out of the lake and just land right there for you to put on the string? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, I remember that time, man. You
make me sick.
Me and you was fishing, and I told you, I said, man, I got to go to the bathroom, and I was walking out of the water, and there was some matted cattails, some dead ones that had fell over and made a mat there. And a crappie jumped up out of the water, landed right on that mat, and I reached down and picked him up. And it was like a 12-inch crappie, and I put him on the stringer, and I said, hey, Billy, look here. He goes, where'd you get that fish? I said, man, he jumped up out of the water when I spooked him. And, of course, you know, he jumped up there. It was kind of funny. But, hey, it happens to a lot of people, you know, a lot of times when they...
No, that don't happen to a lot of people. It happens when they call you Mr. Crappie. If folks want to come see you, they can do that at the website, can't they?
Yeah, at MrCrappie.com.
Pick up the Pro Plan formula that best suits your dog at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores. Keep an eye on them. You're going to see a healthier dog in just a couple of weeks. Let's grab a cup of coffee, and then it's back to Alaska with Chris Thompson. A lot of people are making the switch. They are joining the movement to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. I am one of those people. Rod and I have made the switch, and we're so glad we did, because now not only do we have great 4G and 5G coverage nationally, no matter where we go to produce our work, we have dependable coverage, I believe, even better than I had before with one of the big name brands. Plus, a portion of every dollar earned at Patriot Mobile is given to support the organizations that align with Patriot's four pillars of giving: our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, sanctity of life, and our military, veterans, and first responders. Strong, dependable coverage, exceptional U.S.-based customer support, and all of this to support the things that made America great to begin with. I'm in. And I'll even pay your activation fee when you use the promo code KENDER.
I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's word, csbiblechurch.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic two-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense-paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
Freedom Hunters, they say thank you to our very bravest and finest in a very special way.
We're a 501c3 military outreach program. We take servicemen and their families out on outdoor ventures, mainly hunting, fishing, shooting trips all around the country and internationally, too.
These trips are more than a thank you and a good time. Far more.
It invigorates them. The healing comes out of it. You know, it's amazing. I started it just as a thank you, as a give back. I had no idea the therapeutic value of these hunts. I mean, it changes them. You can see it in their eyes. When they show up at camp, they're quiet and reserved. By the end of camp, they're opened up and, chatting with other veterans. It's amazing. You can go on our website. We've got a donation button, or just email us and say, hey, here's the opportunity. We'll fit a vet into that opportunity, whatever it is. Freedomhunters.org.
Tailing redfish on the fly rod, fresh walleye in a skillet, big time turkeys running to your call, a massive 6x6 within 30 yards, and a new personal best in the bass boat. That's life at our camp at Kender Outdoors.
Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
Hey, welcome back to our camp house here at Kender Outdoors. We've been down with the flu. Everybody in the house has had the flu for the past week or so. We're coming out of it now. I can still feel it a little bit, but it's been a doozy. Don't worry. We have saturated the camp house with Lysol. So, hope the show is contagious. Tell your friends about it. Bring them back with you next time around. This corner of the camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan and all the great Pro Plan formulas. Even if your dog has special conditions like an itchy coat or an intolerance to grain, there's a Pro Plan for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. My special guest on the show this week is a friend of mine, Chris Thompson, guides hunters and fishermen in Alaska. A lot of us wish we could. Chris does. I'm glad you're here, Chris. Thanks for being here.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying it.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about our physical conditioning and equipment that we need. I want to spend some time on this. Before we take our trip, we really need to get ready. This is not a deer hunt down the road or a quail hunt with your buddies out in West Texas. This is a whole other level of hunting that Chris takes care of and guides for up in Alaska. First of all, if guys have questions, if they're listening to us and they have questions and want to talk to you directly, where can they do that?
I'm on Instagram at Alaska Hunting Fish.
Just at Alaska Hunting Fish?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm not super technology guy, but yeah, you can DM me with questions, please, and please do. I mean, this is why I wanted to come here. I mean, what I wanted, I guess, get the word out as far as the quality of your experience, which is, I mean, not only the time invested, but the money invested. You're not doing a hunt there for cheap at all. I mean, quite frankly, it's cheaper to go to Africa than it is Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
So you want, not only do you want the success, but you want the quality of experience, and how you do that, or how it can be improved, like you said, your conditioning.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's start preparing now to go to Alaska, okay? You're in great shape, man. You keep yourself in great shape year-round because you know how rigorous it is. But if somebody books a fall 2025 hunt right now, for bears, you're going to be in some rugged country. You're going to have to walk through, trudge through some thick stuff. It's not too early now to start getting ready for that trip.
Oh, not at all. I mean, and of course, it depends where you're starting from, you know, as far as your conditioning. But I remember I had 2 weeks in Anchorage between, was it Moose, I think, and then and going to Kodiak. And Kodiak, it's its own different level of beast, you know, with the mountains, and all I did was walk, you know. I mean, it was 7 miles to downtown and back, and so 14 miles, and I would do that. I'd walk downtown and eat lunch, and then come back, but just the walking, all you have to do is just walk. I mean, and treadmill don't cut it. I got the treadmill is good to warm up or cool down, but that's not your workout.
Yeah.
You know, you just walk. I mean, and then, I mean, I don't, depending upon the condition that you're in, start putting weight on. Yeah. I mean, go put 30, 40 pounds on your back. I mean, if you're putting 30...
Not on your belly. Don't put weight on your belly. Put weight on your back in a pack.
Yes, sir. And just walk, you know. And then, I mean, just and put yourself in uncomfortable situations, you know, as far as with your conditioning. Yeah. You know, I mean, oh, it's raining? Great. Yeah. Don't even throw 30 pounds on your back. Just go walk. Go walk 5 miles. Yeah. You know, put yourself in uncomfortable situations. And it's so important, one, so you can get to the animal, but also, I mean, just your quality of experience. You're just not smoked after 2 days. You know, you're a 10-day hunt. And at 2 days, you can barely crawl out of a tent. I mean, I have a really good friend. He's a guide, and he says he calls moose season a 30-day Pilates workout. Because you're squatting, you're crawling in and out of a tent, all your life is sitting in the truck or sitting at the office. It's a wake-up call, yeah. You know, and you want to be prepared for that.
Absolutely you do. You want to be ready for it, and the more prepared you are physically, the better off you're going to be mentally when you are walking through the rain in the middle of nowhere at 8,000 feet, right?
Yeah, I mean, moose and everything, it's not that elevation, so you're not going to have the elevation as far as your wind.
But if you're hunting goats or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can get up there, and then goats is a whole different animal. Yeah. I mean, if you're not basically a triathlete, you know, I mean, it's hard, yeah. You know. But moose, bear, I mean, it's you know, basically sea level. I mean, what we are here in Fort Worth. Yeah. But you want to be in good shape. And I say this, and when I first started guiding in 94, I'd see guys that would pay for a hunt in Montana, and we were in higher elevations there, being out of shape, and think, all right, well, they just don't know. Well, I got news for you. 30 years later, the same problem is still going on. I mean, and I don't get it. I mean, you want to be in that shape. And then typically you book your hunt out at least a year. I mean, you mentioned to 2025. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not rocket science as far as, yep. You know, just do the work. And your quality of experience, your quality of success is tremendously more magnified if you are in that shape, yeah. You know, if you're in that condition, yeah. You know.
Hey, if I want to come hunt moose with you up in Alaska, you mentioned it's not cheap. How much money am I going to spend moose?
You're looking at 30, yeah. for 10 days. Right. You know,
get in shape.
Yes, which I mean, and it's funny. It's like, and majority of them can really shoot. I mean, that's a whole another chapter. I mean, you want to, of course, know how to shoot. They can all shoot because that's easy. I mean, just park your butt on the bench and get to shooting. You know. Yeah. But you got to get there to shoot.
You got to be there to take the shot. $30,000 for a moose. What if I want to shoot a big brown bear?
Oh, you're north of 40, probably. I mean, and these numbers you can bargain your way, yeah. Down. But I mean, if you want quality country and quality hunts and be where you would like to be, I mean, that's just what you're looking at.
If I'm interested in hunting Alaska, moose, whatever, what questions should I be asking my outfitter when I call? Maybe it's someone that's never taken a trip like this before, and they want to make sure that they go with the right person. What questions should they ask?
As far as that's a great question. And I mean, that's why the hunting shows are so great, like Dallas Safari Club. Too bad it's going to be in Atlanta for the next 5 years, but... Yep. But success. I mean, and success, and what type of success are you? And plus areas. There's areas, units in Alaska that it's 50-inch minimum, you know, or four brow tines, and all right. So that should be a pretty good indication that it's hunted a lot, you know, or like where we hunt, you can shoot anything. You know, because there's monster moose out there, and you know, just there's success. What kind of conditions is it? A hunting stalk? Is it coming out of a lodge? If it's out of a lodge, you're it's not like you're putting on your pack and walking out the lodge. You know, you're getting in a boat at least. You might jump in a plane every day, you know, but it's not a true lodge experience that you would think, you know. And you know, and then talking to people, and I mean, it's just doing a ton of research. The hunting shows are huge.
The in-person shows to talk to people and compare notes. Hey, we've got a lot more ground to cover. We're going to go shopping because I'm sure you see a lot of guys that are overpacked and probably quite a few that are underpacked when they get up there. We're going to find out exactly what you need to go hunt Alaska in the fall months. Can you stick around?
Yes, sir.
Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford. Hey, it's Billy Kinder. If you've listened to me very long, you know that I depend on buffalo wool products to keep me warm in harsh winter conditions. But did you know that these highly effective buffalo fibers work equally well in the heat of summer?
Their native rangelands goes from Tok, Alaska, down past Mexico City.
Ron and Teresa Miskin have 3 decades of weaving perfection from those precious insulating fibers of the bison, and they put them to the test on the world's toughest playground, Alaska.
That's our field testing. Moose hunting, there's so much that goes on up there.
The big advantage of bison fiber, besides the insulation, is it's moisture wicking, and keeping your feet dry, your body dry, and that sweat away from there reduces the bacterial growth, reduces any foot fungus or anything like that. Bison fiber in a cowboy boot will run 3 to 5 degrees cooler than a cotton sock.
Take a look at the new line of cool, wicking buffalo wool for the summer.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
I didn't know buffaloes had wool.
Yep. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with #2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
When that buck of a lifetime finally shows himself, and your years of preparation successfully collide with golden opportunity, you'll want to preserve that memory for a lifetime. Make sure that you're as well prepared for what happens after the shot as you were leading up to it. Don't take chances with your taxidermy work. Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas have taken care of my fondest outdoor memories for more than 3 decades. Fish, fur, feathers, all meticulously brought to True Life. The finest details matter to Roy and the artist at True Life Granbury. True Life has been called upon to handle the precious memories of hunters and anglers from around the globe. Interstate and international trophy transport is turnkey with True Life, and they can handle all of your wild game meat processing as well. True Life Taxidermy, 4303 East Highway 377 in Granbury, Texas, and online at truelifetaxidermy.org.
Thank you.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth. To sell you a life filled with urban fascinations. To ignore that death is life's unwavering partner. Together, creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
God's blessing to you and your family from Patriot Mobile and Kinder Outdoors.
This corner of the Camp House, Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch, home to high-volume, European-style driven pheasant shooting experiences. And listen, there's fun stuff to do year-round, even throughout the hot summer months at Joshua Creek. They have a well-stocked and famous river that borders the ranch, the Guadalupe. Joshua Creek runs through the middle of the place, and a fully equipped fly shop in the clubhouse. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. My friend Chris Thompson, professional Alaskan guide. Chris, that's tough work, brother.
Oh, but very, very enjoyable. I like it. It's tough, but driving around in this Metroplex here is way tougher, I promise you.
Yeah, much more hazardous, too. Let's just go back and look at your photo album from the past year. Start with the fishing. Well, tell me about some successes, maybe a good hunting or fishing story along the way from this past 12 months.
Fishing was outstanding. We had good weather. The weather this last year was good. I mean, in all seasons. I mean, fishing, bear, moose, I mean, it was all good. Funny story, it was the first season, In moose is September 1st to September 30th, and then my first hunter, we hunted a little bit opening day for maybe 30 minutes opening day, and then I mean it just the weather came in, and I mean, we were stuck in the cook tent for 3 days, and then on my inreach I could tell that we were going to get good weather. I was like, get ready, we're going, you know, and plus we're tired of looking at each other there in the cook tent, and. And then we left, and it was probably about 9 a.m. of that first good day, and then there we saw them. You know, there was two of them. One was he ended up taping 62 inches, but wow. but yeah, he was a good one. And the other one was a little bit smaller, but we saw him. I was like, all right, we have to make the move right now, you know. And we had a low crawl about 250 yards. Again, gets back to conditioning. You know, and so we made it about 150, 175 yards. He's like, I can't go any farther. And I looked over him, and I've got his pack, I've got my pack, and, you know, and we're going. And I look over him, and he's just dripping sweat. And he's like, I can't do it. I was like, you have 10 more minutes of misery left in your life, and then you will have something that will be on your wall for the rest of your life.
There you go. There's some motivation.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I didn't give him a hoorah speech. I was like, yeah, this is good. This is going to be bad. We got 10 more minutes of misery. And then we will be successful. So buck up. Let's get it done. Yeah. And he did. I mean, oh, he was a shooter, too. I mean, he dropped that sucker. I mean, just like that. We were talking afterwards, and he's like, that's the best thing you could have said. You didn't give me a hoorah speech of we can do it. No, you said, the next 10 minutes is going to be misery, but just suck it up. And he did. And he was, like I said, he was a shooter. He was 240 yards.
Yeah.
And, he was shooting, I want to say, I think a 300 Win Mag. I got, you know, at least yeah. that, you know, yeah. which is, We can get into that, too.
Well, I am. I'm going to lead us back around into that a little bit later on. So you had a great moose hunt, had a great moose season. Tell me a bear story.
The bear, we saw him about a half mile from camp. Okay. And shot him right at dark. And you think a half mile, I mean, half miles from me to probably my truck. I mean, maybe, you know, you wouldn't think much. It was probably the worst pack. Well, I got lazy because I didn't cape out the head. And so I put everything in, probably 150 pounds on my back. And it was dark, and it was boggy, and it was marshy. And you just walk in, and all of a sudden you're down to your waist, you know. I mean, and a mistake on my part. I mean, we got it back. It was fine. And, you know, got back to, you know, everything was, but it was miserable.
Yeah, sure it was. Hey, it's a miserable life a lot of the time just to get where you're going, and then after you have success and the work starts, it's hard work. You got to love what you're doing.
It's a ton of work. Like we were talking, that I mean, from your first cut on a moose to where everything's in game bags is 4 hours. Yeah. And that's with two people knowing what they're doing, you know. It's just a ton of work, and then to get that thing packed back is minimum of 10 trips, you know, and it's a ton of work. And you want to, like, was it 2 years ago? I had a guy that he was stout. He was good, you know, as far as physically. And he helped us bring in the moose meat, you know. How great of an
experience. A hunter.
Yes. Yeah. How great of an experience is that? I mean, and then our last trip, because in you know, state of Alaska, you can't bring in the horns until all the meat is in.
Okay.
You know, you can't, you know, bring that on.
Wow, that's a good rule.
Oh, yeah, for 100%.
Yeah.
And he, you know, we made, you know, trips, and then he came back with the rack on his back. And I'm being the videographer, you know, taking pictures and videos and stuff. I mean, how great of an experience of that. He's taking his kill back in because he was stout enough shape.
Yeah.
He could do it. And, I mean, he wasn't, you know, I mean, Iron Man, but he was just good enough shape to where he could do it.
Right.
I mean, how great of it. I mean, because I've had hunters that, I mean, by the time the moose is down and we get back to camp, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they're done.
Yeah.
They're done. Yeah. I mean, they don't want to crawl out of their tent for 3 days, you know. And then here you have this guy that was able to have that. I mean, I guarantee you he's got those pictures splayed all over his office right now, you know, just about what an outstanding experience that is.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about gear a little bit this segment. We may have to push that over. Talk to me a little bit about hunting blacktail, Sitka deer in Alaska. It is awesome, isn't it?
I love it. I love it. They're ghosts. They're the ghosts of the wilderness. And you really got to, I mean, you got to hunt. And you've got to walk. And it requires every bit of your skill to bust a big blacktail. And you know, walking, of course, but also just the glassing. I mean, they could be 100 yards away from you in the alder, and you wouldn't know one bit that they were there. You know,
step on them every now and then, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So I was talking to a biologist up there not long ago, and he said they're absolutely delicious. He loves them. That's the prime meat in his freezer.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, especially you shoot them early, and they're big fat. I mean, you know, 120 to 140 pounds and live weight, and just awesome. I mean, last year we busted two, father son, and then the father donated the meat, and I took a bunch of the backstrap to Anchorage when all my other guides buddies came into Anchorage, and then, you know, we were going to go to Bethel, and we sat and ate that for 2 or 3 days, you know. It was good.
That's good. That's really good. So if somebody wants to go up there and shoot a trophy blacktail, what are they looking at? What's a trophy?
As far as, the width, you've just got to look. I mean, I think to make the three-year book, it's got to score 108. We're used to looking at big Texas whitetail, you know. It's not that.
Right.
It's not that. And it took me a while. There was a conditioning period where it's like, I mean, because the racks are small, you know. But the hunt is awesome, you know.
I see that gleam in your eye out of everything you do, all this exciting stuff, moose and big bears and all kinds of stuff. You really get excited about blacktail.
Oh, yeah, because there's a hunt. I mean, and there's a hunt on all of them. I mean, don't get me wrong. But the blacktail, you've got to work for it. Just like anything, you really, really work for it. You're going hard, and then, you're doing your distress calls, and then all of a sudden one just out of nowhere. That's why I call them the ghosts, out of nowhere. You've been sitting at this one point for 4 hours, and then all of a sudden you've got one 15 yards away from you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. I really like it, and especially on Kodiak. I mean, Southeast is good, too. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I really like Kodiak.
Hey, Chris, we've got to take a little break here, but I promise we're going to talk about getting geared up and ready and guns when we come back, okay?
Yes, sir.
If you ever stop just once in West Texas at the very unique Herdware store and visit with the very unique Cecil Miskin, you'll make it a regular stop every time you pass by.
We are on US 287, which is one of the oldest and most major US highways still. We are 40 miles south and east of Amarillo.
H-E-R-D, Herdware Store.
We've got bison leather goods, vests, chaps, dusters, and bison hide coats, bison leather belts and wallets, bison leather shoes, art. We've got Western artifacts. We've got native artifacts. The only way we can describe it is all things bison. If you're not interested in bison, don't stop. If you're interested in bison, come on and plan on spending 15 minutes to 2 hours and enjoy yourself. The only rule that we have in the store, and we've had it for many years, and we've only had one person ever break our rule, is if you're not having fun, we're going to ask you to leave.
The most unique stop between the Gulf and the Pacific, Cecil Miskin and the Herdware Store, herdware.net.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th. 2024 at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
The Wild Sheep Foundation. Our purpose sounds simple: to put and keep wild sheep on the mountain. But from where we stand to the top of the mountain is a challenging and exciting journey. To be successful, we support the top scientific minds in wildlife research. We tell the story and history of the wild sheep in North America to those around us, like you. And step by step, we protect and grow wild sheep populations. If not for the Wild Sheep Foundation, more than $115 million in care, concern, and conservation work would not have happened over the past 40 years. Important work that has seen our wild sheep populations grow from 25,000 or so in the 1950s to more than 85,000 today. Learn more about the worldwide leader in wild sheep conservation. Secure a membership. Attend a banquet. Bid on an auction item. Make an impact on top of the mountain. WildSheepFoundation.org.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
We support the solid values, strong backbone, and struggle for freedom that made America great to begin with. This is Kender Outdoors, mobilized by Patriot Mobile.
I'd like to thank Joe and Ann Kirschable and Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country for bringing us Alaskan hunting and fishing guide Chris Thompson. I always enjoy our visits, Chris.
Yes, sir. I'm liking this.
Hey, look, we're talking about hunting in Alaska. Chris guides up there for a living, lives in Texas, spends about half of his year, I guess, up in Alaska every year, working and taking guys like us on these dream hunting and fishing trips. We talked about physical preparation, getting ourselves physically ready, and how important that is. Let's talk about gear. What mistake do you see the most?
Just people don't know. I mean, because, you know, the hunts are expensive, so, I mean, the hunters have money. It's just they don't know or haven't put the time in to really understand the gear, you know, and ask questions. That's why, you know, DM me if you got questions on, because it's huge. I mean, conditioning matters. That matters to the quality of the hunt. Well, I got news for you. If you're hypothermic because you brought the wrong gear, that matters to the quality of your hunt as well.
Yeah, and quality of the rest of your life, as a matter, which may not be very long. Do you see people overpack way too much stuff to pack in there, or the wrong kind of stuff, or they're not warm enough, or all of the above, I guess?
Yeah, I guess all of the above. I mean,
and what do we need?
Well, you need good. Base layers. I mean, that's. I mean, wool base layer, like a merino base layer, and good rain gear. And your mid layers can vary. And it's tough. I mean, it's not an easy thing. I mean, it takes you, if you're going up there every year, to really get your gear list just solid. I mean, it's 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these packers that come up and, you know, spend the first year, and you know, it takes 2 or 3 years to really get your gear just. Solid wired down.
Yeah.
And so, but just talking to people, I mean, and it is expensive there. I mean, and it's also a huge deal if you're flying in, because you're capped at 60 pounds,
yeah.
You know, so every ounce has to count.
Yeah.
But I mean, the huge things is rain gear and then your base layers, and then be able to, I mean, just like anything, you layer, you know. So because when you're hunting, it's a constant taking layers off, putting layers on, you know, because you don't want to sweat.
So these days they make some really good stuff that's lightweight. Used to everything was huge and bulky, but we're blessed these days to have some really cool products that do a lot of work with a little bit of space.
Oh, yeah. You got Kuyu, Stone Glacier, First Light, Sitka, and those are the ones primarily that you want to be carrying. Technical gear, you know, not only does it do its function, but it's also lightweight.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to take a lot of guys quail hunting, and I'd always tell them, hey, don't wear big luggy boots. It would be worth your time to go find a slick bottom boot and bring it up here to hunt out of, because you're going to be walking all day, and you don't want 18 pounds of mud on each foot hanging on. What kind of footwear do we need to go to Alaska with you?
I mean, that's the age-old question. I mean, there's a ton. Today there's a lot of good manufacturers. Biggest thing is find the boot that fits your foot, because it's so individual.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like I've got 11.5 double E. You know, I mean, and there's not many. I wear Hoffman's, but
that's the weirdest foot I've ever heard of in my life, Chris.
When I was in the Army, it was a 10. I guess all the walking I've done, I've splattered my foot out.
Yeah.
But you have to find your boot. I mean,
yeah.
Gore-Tex. I mean, all the basics have to be there, and then put the miles in.
Walk in them before you go to Alaska.
Not on the treadmill either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks, oh, yeah, I just did 10 miles on the treadmill. Got news for you. 10 miles on the treadmill ain't it. You know, you have to be walking.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You know.
Okay, let's talk about rifles and calibers, the fun stuff. Kind of walk us through if we're hunting moose, if we're hunting bears, big stuff. What do we want to make sure we have in our hands?
The bigger the animal, the bigger the caliber. I'm a big proponent of throw out as much lead as fast as you can, as you comfortably can. You know, bear 375. You know, everybody says, "Oh, 375." That's it. You know, it's that. Yeah, on the bench, it's miserable. You know, yeah. you're 416, miserable, but you're not. You know, you're not going to be, hopefully, not pounding 10, 12 shots down range. You know, yeah. But you want to do it, and moose 300. Yeah. You know, 300, 338. You know, is outstanding. Yeah. Blacktail, you know, just like Texas whitetail. I mean, you can go
270 will work, whatever.
And then, but you want to be over. I believe you want to be overgunned because not every situation is 50 yards broadside.
Yeah.
You know, it might be quartering away at 270.
Yeah.
You know, with the wind blowing.
Right.
You know, you want to chuck out, like I said, as much lead as fast as you possibly can, comfortably can. And say, oh yeah, it's all about shot placement. Yes, sir, it is about shot placement. Of course, you can't shoot them in the tail and think they're going to go down, but you have that shock of sending, you know, whatever 225 grains at 3,000 feet per second. You're gonna do something because you do not want to, especially like if it's raining. I mean, a ton of things. I mean, you do not want in brown bear. Of course, you do not want to be chucking through the alders. You know, looking for blood.
Yeah.
You want to drop that sucker right there.
Exactly.
You know?
That's crucial. It's very important. When we go to the range to practice with our big calibers, for bears, what distance? For moose, what distance should we be proficient at? For blacktails, I'm guessing with that thick country, everything's going to be fairly close up there.
Fairly. I mean, bear 200 yards. I mean, just because you want you're not taking a 400 yard shot on a brown bear. I mean, you can see them at 400 yards, but I mean, just they're one of the hardest things after Cape Buffalo to actually kill and put down. And so you want to be up close and to them as you possibly can be. Moose 300 to maybe 350. I mean, you just
further than I thought.
Yeah. I mean, you as a guide, you kind of want to gauge the hunter. You know, I mean, 350 is far.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, and same with blacktail. I mean, you just, but, again, you get cross canyon, you get, you want to have the firepower there. You know, yes, can a 270 take down a moose? Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, but it might not be in the prime circumstance of that 270, but that 300 Win Mag.
Yep.
Dang sure do the job.
It'll knock him down, yeah. In this day and age, we have some incredible optics out there. Don't go up there with junk. Make sure you put a good optic on top of that gun.
Yeah, oh, that's huge. I mean, every year I upgrade my optics. I mean, just because you're camped on them. I mean, 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, you're camped on them.
Yeah.
And you can't, there's no deals in optics. You get what you pay for, you know. And, like, I've got Leicas.
Yep.
And
you're not endorsed by Leica or any of that. Yeah, he's not selling you Leicas. He's telling you how he stays alive in Alaska.
Oh yeah, and there's a bunch of good ones. I mean, Vortex is good, Leica's good. I mean, it's Swarovski. I mean, they're all good. You just want to spend as. I mean, that's one place you do not want to try to save money. You know, I mean, you because like I said, not only you're looking through them. 8-10 hours a day. You're sitting there glassing. You know, there's no, you're walking through the country and, you know, and
yeah.
You know, you set up high, you glass and make your move, you know.
And where are you on Instagram?
At Alaska Hunt and Fish.
Chris, it's always a pleasure. We are out of time. I could sit here and talk to you all day, but I guess we ought to get in the boat and go catch some crappie or something, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you for being with me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it.
If you'd like to hunt birds with Joshua Creek Ranch this fall, you really need to get your name on the list right now. Make a reservation. Learn more about them at kinderoutdoors.com. I want to thank my friend Chris Thompson for sharing a little campfire time with us today. Also want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this time we have together and invite you back next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.